Such good music that's played here. God, I think every week I say something like that. We got the Rational Revolution. We got State Senator Chris Larson here. But I've got someone here that's helping me guest host this segment, and then he's my guest next one. I got Mr. Jamie Wall.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is kind of random. I'm like, hey, you want to come on in?
I was like, okay.
Yeah,
now what the hell we are.
So what's up, Jamie? We got Chris. We're going to talk here in this segment about that Project 2025 stuff. There's so much that we don't know. And I know with the climate and extreme weather response, talk about that in Project 2025.
Yeah, I can jump in. I don't know if Jamie wants
to. No, go ahead.
But the main thing about it is, you know, what we were talking about already about eliminating certain departments and redirecting them. It's moved away from actually tackling climate change in a meaningful way. But you know, before we get to that, even on the nuts and bolts of it, I think that there's sometimes people think, climate change is a big high level issue. But when bills start to change, that really affects people. And a study released just this last week shows that if Project 2025 is implemented, it would increase annual costs by over $200 on an average household over 5 years, and it would be up to $400 on an average household by 2035. It also threatens a lot of the new homeowner savings programs, including tax credits and rebates that help homeowners reduce their electricity bills. And then, of course, you know, the long-term savings that happens by Wisconsin moving towards more energy independence, which a lot of that has been funded by the Inflation Reduction Act. Funds already allocated, not even talking about funds that would be allocated under a Kamala Harris administration. All of that would come to a screeching halt, and we would go back to doubling down on things that we know don't really work. To the part of natural disasters, which we talked about a bit, it talks about, this is nuts. Do you know this, Mark, that they are looking at eliminating the national, they want to privatize the National Weather Service?
I heard about, I'm a weather geek. I love watching, like, you know, storm chasers and stuff. That's stupid. That's really dumb.
Yeah. So they literally want it to be a pay for service.
Why though? I don't get that.
Free market, man. I don't understand it either, but it would require users to pay for weather alerts for hurricanes, tornadoes, and flooding. So just imagine what that looks like if you're like, wow.
If you're owning a house on the beach in Sarasota this week, yeah.
Yeah, right. It would be like, right. You have Donald Trump. There actually is no hurricane there whatsoever. Lies. Lies.
Right. You just be like, where's everybody going? I don't have any alerts.
Right.
Yeah.
Perfect golf weather.
We didn't have enough subscription services.
Right. Yeah, right. Turn weather into a subscription show. How is the Inflation Reduction Act helping Wisconsinites in terms of climate?
How is the Inflation Reduction Act? I mean, look, there's millions of dollars coming into the state that have benefited folks individually, because a lot of this, it because of the way that our legislature is set up, it's kind of broken any funds that are supposed to flow through. We're seeing that over and over. But direct to consumer, you've seen a lot of money going directly, so people can make energy adjustments if they want to switch to solar, switch to renewable, or to be able to install heat pumps. So a lot of these things, there's millions of dollars flowing into the state.
That's awesome.
To be able to help with this, yeah. There's been $940 million in local investments, close to 2,000 new clean energy jobs in the state.
Wow.
And just to give an indication, like, you know, this is going to save $38 billion on electricity bills
wow.
for the duration of the rest of this decade.
That's crazy.
So this is huge. Republicans voted 40 times to try and repeal the Biden-Harris administration's clean energy plans and various provisions of it. And just, again, give a contrast, that's where Republicans are at. Kamala Harris was literally the deciding vote in making sure that this would pass, because that was a 50-50 Senate at the time.
Well, and I really want to hit on this before we go here. Like, what is at stake here from you know, the next 4 years in terms of climate? If the wrong thing happens, or what do we have to do? What is all at stake here?
Yeah, I mean, look, we have Wisconsin's home to 87,000 clean energy jobs. More jobs in the energy sector are for clean energy than for other forms, 60% of them in total. This is something that voters really support, not just Democrats, but 84% of independents support increase in clean energy within our state. And all of that, you know, goes the other way. Not only would that stop, it would be openly inhibited by what would happen with the implementation of a Project 2025. Of again, you know, moving things over to cronies, and instead of having a civil service, right, which is the people who are most qualified to be in these jobs, it would be an endless sea of MAGA hats of people who are the most loyal to Donald Trump being able to implement these programs. So when you're looking for assistance with getting flood relief or being able to get clear answers on what's happening and trying to be able to weatherize your home or business, you would end up having to basically sign a loyalty oath to the Trump administration before any dollars would get released. That does not sound like the America that I grew up with and would want to foresee for the future. So there's a really, really clear contrast on the line of what we're dealing with, both in dollars and in terms of how our day-to-day government would operate.
Sure, Chris. And I mean, everything you said is right, but I just want to build on that a little bit. Even if climate change was not real, this stuff just still makes sense economically. You know, solar is the cheapest electricity that can be generated right now. And once it's up and running, it's there. The sun shines, not every day, but most days. And we don't have to spend money bringing in oil from Saudi Arabia, bringing in coal from Wyoming. And even if things are clogged up in the state legislature, we've seen some good things happening with businesses and municipalities are taking advantage of those funds. I sit on the board of the Green Bay Water Utility, and we're putting up a small solar array out at our pump station on the lake. And those pumps are thirsty of water, but also thirsty of electricity. And that's all, the federal money's helped make that happen. And it also saved us a bunch of money and some electrical work that needed to be done anyhow. So that was a win for everybody concerned.
That's Jamie Wall. We got State Senator Chris Larson as well. What are your final thoughts here, Chris? We got a minute. What do we need to do? How do we get this across the finish line?
Honestly, we all have friends and relatives in our lives who might not be voting or who are on the fence. I do think having those conversations now rather than the day before the election or frankly after the election is so important, and just asking them the questions of what world they want to live in. And ask them what they do know about Project 2025. One of the most effective things that a voter can do is talk to them and say, hey, have you looked into this and what this actually means, and see if that matches up with your vision of where you want Wisconsin to go and where you want America to go. And hear them out and seeing if you can talk some rationality into them. And that's going to, honestly, those person-to-person conversations, that cuts through the millions of dollars of ads, the flood of mail that's going out, all the digital ads and everything else. But if you know somebody in your life and talking about why it matters to you on a personal level, that really makes the difference.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think, you know, there's so much doom and gloom, but there's a lot to be hopeful for as well. I really believe that. And so I thank you so very much, State Senator Chris Larson. I'd love to have you on the program again. We've got Jamie Wall here to my left. He's going to stick around for the next segment. But appreciate your time today, Senator, and hope to have you on the show soon.
You bet. Anytime. Thanks for having me, Mark. Good luck, Jamie.
Yep, take care.
Yeah, we'll be back on the Rational Revolution just after this.